And I tell you guys, I love you. I pray for you and thank you for your love. It means a lot to us. This is my home. This morning it was 53, and I praise the Lord for 53 degrees. All right? So it's all good. And it's probably, what, 70 out there? Beautiful day, sun shining. You know, it's going to be great. So let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word today. Your word is the truth. And as we open it this morning, Holy Spirit, just teach us. We are willing to learn. I pray that you'd use whatever I prepared and to speak to your people. Encourage them, rebuke them, correct them, equip them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I am a church member. Could you say that? I am a church member. Well, as a matter of fact, you being a Christian, automatic, being a Christian means a follower of Christ, okay? It's not like thousands of people out there that are professing they're Christians and yet they're not following Christ. Being a Christian means you're following Christ. Being a Christian does not mean you go to church. Being a Christian does not mean, you know, they sprinkled you with water or your parents drag you to church. You know, and my prayer is the six teenagers we have here would have a personal encounter with Jesus. You would know Jesus. I talk to my children all the time. You need to have your personal relationship with Jesus. You can't count on me. That's why we keep praying for grown-up adults, you know. So either God would meet them or they would meet God somewhere. But we know what the Bible says. Train a child according to the way that child should follow. When that child grows up, chill out. That child will find his way back. You know, and that's where I'm at. I'm at peace, trusting God for my children in a world that is so against God. Being a Christian is not easy, but I tell you, it's the best thing that you could do. And that's why I pray that the Holy Spirit would give us backbones. You know what you believe, know what you stand for, know your values. You know, don't be shy. I mean, once again, we cannot do it without the Holy Spirit. The Word of God says, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but the Lord gave us a spirit of boldness. Boldness. You know, so I'm not, if there's music, man, I didn't plan it, but right now when I say I should have had some music playing in the background. If I hear music and I feel like I want to dance, guess what? I'm gonna dance. You know? And some I want, maybe you can't dance, but you know what? There's something about this when you hear music or in your car. Have you seen those people in their car? Just like, all windows are up. You don't hear the music, but you can see they're having a good time. And I believe that's what church, the body of Christ, and Clementina said it this morning. The church is not the building, it's a community. And for all of us here, it is exciting to just have that mindset. I am part of a community. I am part of something bigger than my natural birth family. You know, we become family. I am your brother. You're my sister. You're my brother. Your pain is, when you go through tough time, I go through it too. When you're rejoicing, we all rejoice together. That's what it's about. You know, and membership, what it means. I've read 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12 to 29 twice already. I'm not going to read it today. What does membership mean? It means we are all necessary parts of the whole body. It also means that we are different, but we still work together. Membership means everything we say and do based on the biblical foundation of love. And I'd like for you to open your Bibles in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Everything we do, membership means everything we do it on the basics of love. So therefore, my body or your body, it functions as one unit. The right hand, love your left hand. They never fight with each other, right? As a matter of fact, if my body is going against Aaron's body on a fight, guess what? Both of my feet are like, And both of my hands are like, bring it on. Right? What am I doing here? My body is in unity, getting ready to kick Aaron's butt. Oh, I might get my butt kicked. You know? So, the body function as one. What does it say in 1 Corinthians chapter 13? Let's find it here. Oh, this is something we all know, but let's be reminded again. If I could speak all of the languages of earth and angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong and clanging cymbal. You know? You know how annoying it would be for me to go back there and start bang, do like this on the cymbal? No, it would be so annoying. Some of you would just get up and leave. But when I was playing the drum with Dan playing the guitar, the bass, the singers, everything harmonized, and it made a beautiful sound. Verse 2 says, if I had the gifts of prophecy, and if I understand all God's secret plans, and possess all knowledge, and if I had such faith that could move mountain, man, how amazing that would be. But if I don't love people, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor or on mission trips, for missions, even sacrifice my body, man, what else? I mean, you give your body as a sacrifice. And the word of God says, unless you love, that's nothing. That goes to tell us, God, you really touch God and you really knows how, you will know how to represent God when you know how to love. And I believe that's one thing the church has failed to do. We have, but love is not tolerance. You know? It says verse 4, love is patient. The agape love, not the erotic love or the love that takes. It says God's love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. I always tell my children, I've learned this for myself, if I can't be nice at home, I live with three people at home. Kendra, Ryan, and Alyssa. Those are the closest people to me. They see me every day. All the time, they see me. They see me in condition when none of you have seen me. And none of you wants to see me. So therefore, me and those three people, we have a very intimate relationship. So as a son of God, as a servant of the Lord, if I can't be nice to them, if I'm not this gentle person at home, I have no business to come here and be a hypocrite. Can I have a witness? That's why Jesus said for you to be a witness at home. I love it. God's call these guys to be a missionary in their home country. This is where it big. This that's what it's about. I've seen missionaries. I've seen people even here from America. There are enemies with all of their families. I mean, they don't even talk to their grandparents, but they're out there in Haiti being this awesome world changer missionaries. But back here, they hate everybody. Mission begins at home. The love of God we're talking about begins at home. If I can't be nice to those three people I live with, I have no business being nice to anybody else. Then it overflows to my neighbors. I've got one across me and one on my right, one on my left. Those are, you know, closest neighbor. They walk their driveway, they see me, you know. Sometimes they have bad days. They pass by, they don't say good morning. So what? When I have an opportunity, what do? I do what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Be nice. Be kind. Because that's what love is about. I'm going to read it again. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Now, I'm going to take that a little further. You might have a spouse at home who is not a believer. Oh, man, may the Lord give you the grace to continue to be nice to that person. Now, remember, I'm not saying for you to continue, if that person is abusive, or don't take that from him or from her. Because your spouse is not a believer, You still need to love them, but don't let them abuse you. There's no way in the Bible I read God call us to be victim or to be in a relationship where you're just being pressured. But you need to love everybody, especially your spouse. Because the way, the Bible says, the way you're going to live with that person, the way you're going to be kind to that person is enough. You do your part. It's enough for God to bring their heart to salvation. Verse 6, it does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoice every time the truth wins. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. It always hopeful, endures through every circumstances. In other words, love covers a multitude of sin. Church membership is functioning membership. You know, how does, ask yourself, do you have some of my clip, Xavier? How does someone become a country club member? A country club member pay their duties, their dues. It's not like that for church. God did not give us two local churches to become country clubs, where membership means we have privileges and perks. It places us in the church, what? To do. Help me out. To serve, to care for one another, for others, to pray for our leaders, to learn, to give, and in some cases, to die for the sake of the gospel. You see, that's what membership is. Don't let anybody fool you, make you think, well, membership is the church just like taking control of you. I don't want anybody to become a member of our church for their money. God doesn't want your money. He wants your heart. And I tell you, where there's a vision, kingdom vision, the Lord will always provide. I've experienced it. I know it. I have been a missionary for 20 years, 11 years, full time. God never failed me, and I know He will never fail His work. God will always provide. You see, in 1 Corinthians, it says membership. When I read it, I understand that membership means we are all necessary part. Okay? So now, did you know since COVID came, March 20-something, 2020? Before 2020, the statistic, the studies showed that only 49% of Christian was being part of a church. Now, since COVID, it's about 29% of people. Oh, well, do the math for me. 41 minus 19 is what? Minus 29. 12. So 12% of Christians since COVID have left the body of Christ. Before COVID, studies shows that only 41% of Protestant was involved in a community. Now, I'm not talking about coming to a service Sunday morning. Because what changed our lives, what gives us the power to be the salt and the light the world needs, is an everyday taking showers, brushing your teeth spiritually in the Word of God. You got to read more than ever. You need to read God's Word. Don't let me tell you what. No. Don't just take my word for it. Each of you here, you need to read your Bible. You know, and I understand that our phones are, they're great tools. I use my phone all the time. But don't fall in love with it. I mean, the craziest thing is, last week there was a great, personal conviction. I didn't see any great thing about that announcement, that Facebook come out with a new way to get people to disconnect from other people. It's like more other, it's like everybody needs a virtual world. After a while it doesn't work, and then they kill themselves. They take drugs, more drugs, more drugs. We need each other. And I am glad that I am not part of those people that will abandon the community. Jesus said it in Hebrews. I'm going to confess that. My wife says, You better stop saying which chapter it is, because every time I go to that chapter, I don't see it. I'm learning, baby. Unless I know it. But I said, this verse, I knew it was in 1 Peter. I knew it. But that one, this one I'm telling you right now, it's in Hebrews, all right? Find it. It says, do not forsake the assembly of the saints. Do not forsake the community. You know, if you're not part of a home group, we've got 4 home groups here at the church. 2 in Chesapeake and 2 in Virginia Beach. If you live in Chesapeake, you want to be part of a home group, contact me. Contact Kathy and Bernie and Janet. Get connected. Get connected. Don't do life by yourself. That's what the church is about. I read in Luke chapter 18, verse 8, Jesus told a story about an unjust judge. In that the last part of the verse 8, chapter 18, Jesus said, I tell you, the unjust judge will grant justice to the person that's asking for justice very quick. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he found on earth who have faith? Oh, this is the word of Christ. Jesus is like, man, I wonder when I come back if people will still have faith in me. And you see what's happening right now. And I'm like, oh God, have mercy. I trust you, Jesus. I believe even what's happening with the missionaries right now. Last week, I'm like, Lord, help my unbelief. Maybe you guys didn't hear it, but do you know what I heard on the news this week? The White House press secretary was giving a press conference, and a journalist asked her about, you know, what is the U.S. doing for those missionaries? And in one of her answers, she said, the U.S. government has warned Americans not to go to Haiti. I don't know if I'm looking online. I try to stay away from political argument online on Facebook. But I'm like, did anybody hear this? How come nobody's... I mean, you know what that means? That means you're on your own. So if you think any man on earth is going to save you, you are on your own. This is the time to trust God for your life. This is the time when you make a move, you make the move knowing I am in the center of Father's will. So then I begin to pray a lot more. We pray every day. Like, God, you know, do something. Right now, you have to do something. What is membership? Membership is biblical. Next slide. The term member is not used in the Bible. Neither is Trinity. But the concept of community certainly is. The word partnership is used, and that is a very good way to understand membership. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 5, Paul wrote, I thank my God for your partnership in the gospel. He knew Philippi's committed people were what caused the church to succeed. You see, our church here has gone through a lot. But you know what's causing our church to succeed? It's the commitment we have to one another. I tell you, don't feel bad. And I'm like, man, everybody that got hurt and that are still hurt and powering about it at their home and are mad and still mad and don't giving room for forgiveness. If only they knew what God's doing, I tell you, they would want it. None of those people, they're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. When my body is sick or when I have a cut, the body heals itself. So that's why membership, it's so important to understand. It's a commitment. I told you already, it wouldn't be fair for me to be your pastor. I'm committed 120%. I love you. I pray for you. I visited you. I prepared. I mean, I want to be your friend. I want to be there for you. That much, and for you to be like, I don't care. You need to be there for me too. See, this is where our mindset used to change. You thought, You hired me. Nobody hired me. I'm called here. And that's the way it should be. In God's kingdom, in God's house, he called. So therefore, God's is doing an invitation. He's like, well, do you want to be part of my kingdom? Well, yeah. If you want to, find a community. Don't be like what they call it. In French, they call it l'église missionnaire. Meaning, church hopping. You know, people that goes here, they go there, they go here. They don't belong to anywhere. You know, and especially right now, this is our generation, right? Nobody wants accountability. Oh, I want accountability. Now, if I want accountability, why wouldn't you want accountability? If you want to keep me accountable, why shouldn't I keep you accountable? What kind of relationship is that? Think about it. You see, once all of us understand membership, you're going to be like, that's why your cell group leader is going to give you a card to fill out. And I want, and moving forward, the new people that will be coming here, I'm going to go through them through a membership class, so to help them understand what, you know, what we are about, our vision, our purpose, our philosophy, you know. And then if they want to be part of us, well, they will understand this is what membership is about. All right. So next slide. What membership is? Membership provides accountability. Being a church attender is not the same as being a church member. Attending allows you to be part of a church without necessarily being known by the church. When you become a member, you are making commitments that you are then held accountable for fulfilling. See, I already said that. Accountability. Next, the church body is a diversity in unity. Next slide. The church body is the, all those things, I mean, I'm pretty much throwing my notes out there. I've already said all those things. You know, everybody in the church body has a function. All hands on deck. God's got stuff on you. And I'm so thankful that Quinn brought the message last week. Did he do a good job? Yeah. And some of you, and I know Linda, she's quiet over there, Linda Palmer. But I know she's got a lot to offer. Sometimes I'm going to bring her up here and get her to share something. You'll be surprised. That's what the church is about. And I'm here to disciple you. I'm here to stir those gifts, those ability you think you didn't have. Ask yourself, where can I be used in my church? What can I do? You know, I love the fact that 5 Sunday of the month, we have 5 different ushers. I love it. You know, people are serving in the kitchen. That's what it's about. It's not, the church is not, I come, I take, and I go. Next week, see you. See you next week. That's not what it's about. Everybody in the church, in Christ's body, has a function. Well, yeah, look at yourself. Everybody, every little toe. I mean, you know when you hurted that thumb and you couldn't use it, how annoying that was? Because every part in the body. Next slide. Everybody in the church body has a function. Now, I have one slide where it says everybody in the body is not a nobody. But membership also brings stability. Right? A church is on the front line of a spiritual battle. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against the principality. You see, that's why you gotta in prayer. You have to be in prayer. Your spiritual life should not depend on this little time we have here for 35 minutes for me to preach to you. If that's it, man, you're in big trouble. Oh, if I'm only praying to prepare a sermon, I'm in big trouble. I have to be in prayer. I sleep good unless I have something that's borrowing my mind. Or unless somehow there is an urge in my spirit to pray. If I wake up at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, I'm like, okay. And then I'll be like, okay, what's going on? And then my spirit would be like, prayer. And then you know what I do? I pray. I just pray for everybody. I pray. I pray. I pray. You see, now if you go to my next slide, Xavier, where it says, will you become part of the body? What part are you? That slide. And then I put some stuff in there. Accountability, I already went through that next one, where it says, will you become part of the body? Will you be a hand? Will you be a mouth? Keep going. Will you be a heart? Will you be feet? Keep going. Will you be the ear? Okay, keep going until you find those. Yep, there it is. Next, which one would you want to be? Okay, hands. Just think about our hands right now. What do we do with our hands? Well, work, building, repair, needs in community. Where do you see yourself? Where can you help? Don't ever say you are worthless. Everybody can do something. That's how you grow. Everybody needs a family to grow. But the thing is, everybody that's living in a family should also have responsibility. I mean, I don't know what's going on with these families right now. They're raising their kids as prince and princesses. You should make your bed. You should clean your room. You should sweep the kitchen. Don't you eat in the kitchen? Don't the stove serve you? Well, you mama, you papas out there, get the kids to clean the kitchen too. The back porch, get them to clean the back porch. Isn't it their house? Get them to mow the lawn. They can do it? Yes, they can. Of course, they're going to mess it up for the first 3-4 times. Let them mess it up. Messes it up. They will learn. Volunteer to help with maintenance around the church. Mowing the lawn. You know, we never stop telling you. There's a list out there. Put your name out there. You ladies, it's a little car. You just drive. Because I know some of you ladies might be like, because every time we talk about mowing the lawn, it's always the guys, the guys, the guys. Stop it. Ladies, come on now. I've seen Angel out there. Thumb up to you, girl. You know? But, you know, it's you sit down. Walt will teach you how to start it. We all know how to drive. And I tell, put it in drive. And you drive. Before you know it, an hour later, the outside is beautiful. Do it. Address needs of widows in our church. You know, we just put all this list up there. Help with yard and landscaping. Help maintenance church signage. Help with set up and take down fellowship halls, whatever. Ushers, security. Next slide. You know, a mouth. I mean, prayer for leaders, greeters, choir, or worship. Being part of the Levitical ministry team, praise team. You know, do a special songs. I mean, Christmas is coming. Some of you here can sing. Get a special song ready. I know you might think you can sing. No, some of you can sing, even if it's a joyful noise. All right, but try it. That's what I'm saying. Note senders, encouragers, Bible study leaders or cell group leaders, teachers for children and youth. You know, I come back because we don't have children ministry myself. A family don't want to come back because we don't have children ministry. But how would we have children ministry if you don't bring your kids? How stupid that is. Huh? Oh, if I have 3 kids here, I tried, I had everybody ready. But, you know. Social media, we need help with, Xavier, thank God for him. He's been faithful, you know, but we need rotation. We need somebody back there with the poor presenter, with the music and stuff. We do. Website, next slide. You know, the heart, vocational ministry, pastor, youth, music, missionary. You see, and that's what the Bible, when we talk about membership, everybody see themselves like that. They're like, all right, I'm part of the body, so I'm useful. I'm useful. Sunday school teachers, Springvale University, whatever that means. Okay, all right. So, that's it. So, let me ask you this. Is it exciting to be a church member now from what you learn? Oh, yeah, it is. So, if any of you here, if God's calling you to be part of this church, in the next week, your cell leaders will have something. I mean, all of you already member, I know it. But we set this up. In 3 weeks, we're going to have a membership meeting, and we're going to talk about certain things. That God, certain direction God's, I believe God's taking us. And I want your opinion. I want what you think. I want to know what you think. And I'm excited for what God's doing here. Okay? So do you have that song ready? Did you find it? All right, let's. Did you? Were you able to find it? I had on a search for me. It's an old song, but we're gonna do it, and I'm gonna pray, and then we're gonna do it and head home. Father, I thank you for your word today. Lord, we choose to follow you, and thank you for being the head, and we are your body, and I'm excited for the things you are doing and how you're leading us. In Jesus' name. Amen. So let's try this new song. See what happened.
Yeah, I did not find it anywhere.
Oh, you didn't?
I just wrote it out for me.
Okay, all right.
All right, let's stand.
Okay. We are your church. The body of Christ, living by faith alone, we gave up our lives.
We are your church.
We are your church.
A song in your hand.
A song in your hand.
Lifted for all to see.
Lifted for all to see. A light in this land.
Nations will see.
Nations will see.
Kingdoms will know.
Kingdoms will know.
The Lord will give us a new name.
Lord will give us a new day of delight. Body of the Christ.
Holy,
holy.
Redeemed by the Lamb.
The Lamb. Because we are your church.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Living by faith alone.
Living by faith alone. We gave up our lives. Because we are your church.
A song in your hand.
A song in your hand.
Lifted for all to see.
Lifted for all to see. A light in this land. 'Cause nations will see. Kingdoms will know. The Lord will give us a new name. City of delight, body of the Christ, holy, redeemed by the Lamb. 'Cause we are your church. The body of Christ, living by faith alone, we gave up our lives. We are your church. A song in your hand, lifted for all to see, a light in this land. 'Cause nations will see, kingdoms will know, the Lord will give us a new name. City of delight, body of the Christ, holy, redeemed by the Lamb.
'Cause nations will see.
'Cause nations will see. Kingdoms will know, the Lord will give us a new name.